Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. You know it, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, right? Always appreciate the time you spend with me. Always appreciate the time that you spend on the air and texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I very much appreciate it. And I want you involved, and I want you engaged, and I want you to be part of. You know, it's one of the ways you get informed. You may not agree with me. That's okay. Get your own information and learn how to fight back or push back. I don't want you to believe everything I say. I make mistakes like everybody else. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Want to head up to the website? Give me your email address. Send out an email once a week. Ain't that hard. Doesn't require brain surgery. And, again, Christmas is not over. I know because I see some of you guys at the mall. Taking back those gifts, the ones you really don't much care for. There's so much going on. So much to have. I mean, truly, there's so much to have fun with. I don't know any other way to put it. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. I can never get his name right. I mean, seriously. Not doing it on purpose. No, it seems to be not just the season for Jesus. It seems to be the season to beat on Jesus. And some of the issues that Christians stand for and believe in. You know, Pete Buttigieg, he said, I guess he suggested that Jesus Christ entered the world as a refugee. It's like, sorry, wrong answer. You can't continue to play. You can't keep throwing out these things about Jesus. When you have no clue, you're trying to... I mean, one of the worst things you could do is try to use Christ as a political tool. A political wedge, if you would. And I hate to tell some of you, you guys got to pay attention. Jesus was not a socialist. All right? Jesus was not a soft, squishy... Yes, he loved. Yes, he cared. Yes, he wants everybody to have an equal opportunity to accept him. But you guys make it sound like he's a flaming liberal, and he wasn't. And then on top of that, I love this stuff. You want to say that Jesus was a refugee. They were looking for a place to stay. First off, it's part of the story. Secondly, he wasn't a refugee. They weren't fleeing from a war-torn area. Read the story. It's just amazing to me. Okay, just so we're clear. Are we all clear on that? He wasn't running away from or his parents, Mary and Joseph, they were going to be counted in a census that was demanded. That's not a refugee. But they used that. You know, Nancy Pelosi, when they saw that they were starting to lose traction to Trump way back when, I remember her, she stopped calling them blue-collar workers. She started calling the Democrat rank and file that were voting for Trump low-information voters. So Pete is trying to go after those low-information voters. Christian voters. You Christians. I feel sorry for some of you. I can't vote for Trump because of his character. Then you're not in line with God. Yeah, you heard me. You go read the story of David. King David. Go read his story. Then tell me I'm wrong. I'm not going to say any more than that because I'm tired of spoon feeding some of you people. You get on it. You get that Bible. You claim to be a Christian. I hope to God you have a Bible in your house or on your iPad or iPhone or Android phone. And you know where to find it. So, Jesus was not a refugee. Let's get that out of the way. And yes, Christmas is about Christ. Couldn't have a Christmas holiday without Christ. You could have Festivus or whatever other holidays there are. And then I got to tell you, I'm not going to play it because I don't want to give her any playtime or airtime. And I don't know if she is or isn't. First of all, let me say, I know that Tulsi Gabbard is a hardcore, cement-driven, whatever you want to call it, progressive. I got that. But she's a progressive that's playing the right cards. She came out with a Christian message, a Christmas message. It was like 3 minutes or 4 minutes long. Got millions of views. And she talked about what Christmas was about, the love of Christ, the sacrifice that was made, the ultimate gift. She gave the speech that right-wing, conservative, God-loving candidate should have gave without batting an eyelash. Instead, some of them veered away from it, shied away from it. Bad move. See, I get all into it, then I forget what I'm talking about. So Peach tweet, came days after a 2020 presidential candidate released a plan calling for a significant increase in refugee admissions, setting an admission minimum of 95,000. Buttigieg's policy paper specifically recalls biblical language to support his vision for immigration. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. You know what? Just like the Democrats, to take things out of context to fit their picture. It doesn't say, I was a refugee running away, trying to get away from a bad government, and you welcomed me in. The Bible tells us to take care of widows and orphans. Anybody home? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. complete Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. Show me your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. David Fitcher, interview I did with him a little while back. David is recouping well from some health issues. He should be back with us soon. Always love. Keep him in your prayers. Keep him in your thoughts. Always appreciate the time that he spent with us before. Very honest guy. One of the few honest guys at a Gold World. And I do appreciate the time that he spent with us as well. Okay. So we're talking about whether Jesus was a refugee or not. No, he was not. And here's the other thing that was that, you know, I kind of think about is it is interesting how the left picks and chooses the things in the Bible they want to believe or not to believe. And I would love some of those people who try to pound stuff like this up. Matter of fact, I know people that don't believe in God. They don't believe in Jesus, but they try to use scripture against guys like me. And I love to say that, first of all right, so you believe that Jesus was a refugee because you believe the scripture points, and you've twisted it and tweaked it and played with it like taffy and got it to the point where you believe that that's what it says. Well, let me answer your question. If you believe that, then do you also believe when Jesus said that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one goes to God except through him? Do you believe that? Do you believe in sin and repentance as well? Do they know what Jesus' death and resurrection? I mean, we could beat this up. No, they don't. That's too deep for them. They can't deal with that. But anyway, let's have him give us a little bit of a insight as to what Christmas was all about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hopefully you've had a great Christmas week, Christmas night, whatever. And it's not all about just getting what you want, right? Let's make sure we keep Christ in the day. And, you know, I love bringing some of the sponsors on, some of the guests back on to talk about their events and what they've got going on. For me, it's Christmas. For David Fisher, I believe it's Christmas as well. And, David, you know, it's not always about the market. It's not always about the economy. Sometimes it's just about family and bringing family back together at the in the holiday season, right? What do you do that's special, if anything? I know you might be sitting at in your lazy boy. They're just flicking through the stations. I don't know.
Well, how about this? Let's start this way. Isaiah 9:6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And right. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. You know, God did send his son in the form of a child. He humbled himself as a man, first as a child. And we all know the story. But it is a real story. And when I read this scripture, and I read it on national radio on Monday on one of another national talk show host's program.
You know, you keep rubbing that in, telling me you're on with somebody else. I thought I was like the only date in the book, but I guess not. That's okay. I can live with it. All right.
You know, being highly committed to one person works in a marriage, but outside of that, and talk show hosts, there's more people than that want to hear me. And otherwise, if I would have stopped at that one, you and I wouldn't have ever
came. That's true. That's true. So, I'll give you that one. All right. You can have that one.
So anyway, can you imagine for a second our government being on the Lord's shoulders? All the problems that we do, all the challenges and all the blessings, we're still, no matter what, the government is on the Lord's shoulders. That doesn't mean that he controls the government. That means that he oversees it, he watches it, he's head of it. You know, and we should really honor him as that. He's, because he is Wonderful Counselor. And, you know, I thank the Lord that prayer does move mountains. I thank the Lord that there's people in our government, people in our Congress that believe in prayer and call on God for counseling, that he is the Wonderful Counselor. He's a Mighty God. He's a Father to us, and he's the Prince of Peace. You know, this Christmas season, that's, and all Christmas seasons, that is what it is all about. Family resound, you know, here's what we do at Christmas, and some people have already heard this story before. I used to be a worship leader. I've been in the metal industries for 25 years, full-time. In my early career, for well over a decade, I did both. I donated my time, 20-some hours a week at a church, several churches actually, over that period of time, because I became a worship consultant for a period of time there, for a few years. So I've done a lot of Christmas carols, and one thing that is done at our house is, and it's usually Christmas Eve, we gather around the piano, and I play Christmas carols, and we sing, and this goes on for probably about an hour or so, until they kick me off the piano. No, until I say, can I be done? But that's one of our kind of our traditions. I tend to not like doing that because it feels a little bit like focusing on, you know, me, but it is not. People, there's something that happens, Joe, when you have family together and you reminisce, you talk about, you know, relationships, or you sing a few Christmas carols. We talk about what Christmas means to you. Those are the traditions at our household, besides the obvious. You know, let's have family together. Let's open presents. Let's have a great meal. My wife's an incredible cook. Those are the things that are our traditions in our family.
Yeah, you know what? I love hearing about what people, I mean, just playing the piano. My mother is still with us, thank God, but she used to play the piano all the time. And she knew a few songs, but always around Christmas she'd play something. And during the year she'd play a couple things. But those are the things that, you know, when you talk about it, I'm saying, yeah, you know what? I've been to people's homes. I remember my mother doing those kind of things. So, yeah, I think it's great. I really think it's great that you have those kind of things. And the kids will remember that for years to come. But you're right. It is all about Christmas. I just did a quick little piece called How Can You Take Christ Out of Christmas? Makes absolutely no sense to me, but people are trying to do it. We won't allow that, though, will we?
Absolutely not. And so when you sing the carol Silent Night, or We Three Kings of Order and Our, or Come All Ye Faithful, it's telling the Christmas story, and you're singing from your spirit, your gut, that is proclaiming that Christ was born, and he's our Savior, and he's here today. And so that reminds us, and it, you know, kind of brings us back into perspective of the Lordship and the Saviorhood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, listen, to you and yours, I hope you have a very, very, very happy and merry Christmas, and enjoy. And next year ought to be great.
Absolutely. God bless you. Merry Christmas to you, Joe, and your family, and all the listeners. And God bless America, and God bless our president and all the leaders of our country.
What is it with these people that keep saying God bless our president? Oh, we do want to bless them. Joe Pesci, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Two young children who fell from the top of a Boston parking garage on Christmas were likely killed by their mother before she jumped to her own death. The evidence collected thus far suggests that these deaths were very likely a double murder-suicide, according to Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins. The mother, Erin Pascal, age 40, and her two children, Allison, age 4, and Andrew, 1.5, were found in the city's Roxbury neighborhood. China will lower tariffs on products ranging from frozen pork to avocado to some types of semiconductors next year, according to the finance ministry, as Beijing looks to boost imports amid a slowing economy and the trade war with the United States. The tariffs for some asthma and diabetes medications will be set at zero, said the ministry, while duties on some wood and paper products will be lowered as well. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Look, we are finishing up Christmas week, if you would, and just kind of getting some help and some stories and some feel-goods, because, you know, it ain't going to feel so good once Pelosi starts to get spanked next week and the other Democrats. But I promised I'd stay away from hardcore politics. I'm doing the best I can. No guarantees. Let's take a listen. Dan Pilla is one of my favorites to have on the show as well. We are back, and hopefully you are celebrating Christmas like I am, sitting on the couch, watching old movies, and just feeling like I ate three times as much as I should have. But I always love to have our sponsors and friends of the show on, because, you know, all you ever hear, you hear them in their business mode, if you would. You hear them speaking what their expertise is, but they're humans like the rest of us. Okay? I mean, sometimes they eat too much, too. So I've asked Dan Pilla to join me today. He is the tax man. You can find him on taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. Matter of fact, too late now, but maybe it's a New Year's gift for somebody. Get somebody a gift from one of his books. Dan, thanks for being with me. And, you know, during this Christmas season, I don't call it the holidays. I call it the Christmas season myself. So I just want to know, I kind of asked the question, you know, what's one of your fondest, or what's one of the fondest things you remember about Christmas growing up? And what tradition have you carried through that it kind of wouldn't really be the Christmas season without?
Well, first of all, Joel, Merry Christmas to you also. And I don't do the holidays thing either. It's a Christmas time. That's what it is.
That's right.
We celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and that's what the season's all about.
Yep.
And so as far as overeating like the rest of us, let me just say this, Joe. I want to go on record that I'm only 30 pounds overweight, so I don't overeat all the time. Right? Only once in a while do I overeat, so let's be careful about that. Now, as far as traditions are concerned, I grew up in a very, very traditional Italian Catholic family here in St. Paul. And so we had a, you know, a very rich Italian Catholic heritage around Christmas time, Italian Catholic celebrations around Christmas time, and my family is from southern Italy, and they were peasants, and so it was a very fish intensive diet for the Italians.
Yep.
in Italy, and they carried that forward, of course, to America. And my family was, especially my grandparents, were very poor growing up. You know, the family became just like all Americans that come over. They tend to get more successful, but you know, they carried those peasant traditions with them. And so the sauces that they had were you know, very basic tomato sauces and fish based on those basic sauces. The Italians in the South celebrated what they call the Feast of the Seven Fishes.
Yep.
And basically what it was, Joe, is a different fish dish every single night leading up to Christmas. And the Christmas Eve sauce was an anchovy sauce. Now my family, when I was a kid, and in my father and mother's house. Now I'm not talking about my grandparents now, because they were gone by now. But in that household, we didn't do the seven fishes, you know, for one. We did the anchovy sauce, that Christmas Eve anchovy sauce the night before. And I'm telling you what, that stuff is so good. I can, to this day, I can still smell that sauce that my mother made in my head. And it's just so incredibly good. And that's, you know, that's, I'll just never forget that as long as I live. I just never will.
Yeah, no, I grew up the same thing. Although one side of the family was from northern Italy, the other side of the family was from Sicily. So you can only imagine what those conversations were about, because one never really accepted the other. One was a lighter sauce, one was a heavier sauce. So I kind of brought those together in my house too. But I got to tell you, my wife goes around and around with me, because she is a Georgia peach. Okay, so I make the lasagna. Because I got, you know, you can't have Christmas and Thanksgiving for me without some kind of lasagna. And so I make the lasagna, and the kids gobble up the lasagna, and there's lots and lots of turkey left, if you know what I mean. So,
Well, here, let me tell you something, because this is funny. Because my wife does not have an Italian heritage. She's got a Central European heritage. Her father's Polish, her mother was Czech. And so they had a very, very traditional Czech meal. Eastern European food, Joe. Boiled roots and tasteless bread, right? And it's like I don't know what it is with these Eastern Europeans, but they just don't know what garlic is, for heaven's sake. And so they have this traditional Czech meal that they serve, and it consists of a soup, a very bland soup. A porridge type material, you know, just think of cream of like boiled oats, you know what I mean, cream of wheat type thing, and then with some poppy seed bread, and that's the meal. Well, of course, I'm introduced to this as a young man courting my now wife, then girlfriend, and we get introduced to this, and I'm thinking, man, what the heck is this? I'm from an Italian family, for heaven's sake. I mean, the food brings tears to your eyes, Joe, when you're in an Italian family. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
And this meal, I'm telling you, this meal is just not that good. But they have carried this through, and God bless them, all the girls. Jean's got two sisters. All the girls continue to do this. And her dad is still alive, and he loves it, and it's great. But about 5 years into our marriage, one of the daughters, my now sisters-in-law, says, you know, maybe you should bring an Italian dish along to introduce into the meal.
Thank you, God.
So I make, Joe, I make a four cheese crab cannelloni.
Ooh.
With a cream sauce that I could make a living with. I'm telling you, I could make a living with that dish. And I bring that, and of course the girls start weeping. You know, they've never had anything so good as this. And we've done that year after year now. Every single year, we do the cheese cannelloni with the crab meat.
That's great.
And the cream sauce. And I'm telling you what, they just, and this is what happens. All the family members, we're up to, you know, 15, 20 of them now that participate in this meal. All the family members will take one bite of soup, one bite of the porridge, one bite out of one of those poppy seed rolls, and then they push everything aside and says, where's the cannelloni? Bring out the cannelloni.
I love it. I think it's great. Yeah, and it's really, most of the people I talk with, it's all about the food and what they remember the food time. I remember there's just more food than you knew what to do with on the table. And to your point, they were not rich people. They were peasant people, but there was always a lot of great stuff.
When my mother-in-law was still alive, you know, she was the one that was checking. This was her family meal, right? So she was very, very paternal about this meal. It meant so much to her. And, of course, I would just tease the hell out of her about this stuff. And so when the kids started getting old, you know, when they were... You know, and my kids start getting old. Of course, they said, "Dad, we can't eat that meal." I said, "Don't worry, guys. We'll have." This was before they introduced the Italian food to it, right? I said, "Don't worry, we'll eat here before we go over to Grandma's house." So I'd feed the kids wow. at home, and then we go to Grandma's house. But then when we get in the house, Joe, I'd walk in the house, into the kitchen. They had the phone hanging on the wall. You remember those days?
Oh yeah, yeah. 25-foot cord, yep.
It was right in the kitchen. So I'd walk over to the telephone, I'd pick it up, pretend like I'm dialing, and say, "Domino's, can I get about 4 pizzas delivered over here?"
Of course,
my mother-in-law would get so mad at me.
Hey, Dan, you and your family, Merry Christmas to you and a safe New Year, and we'll get together soon again.
Same to you, Joe, and blessings to you and your family.
Yeah, you too. See, they are human. That's kind of what I try to get across on a regular basis, you know. And again, we talk to them, they're on the show, whether they're advertising or just telling a story or giving you some information, you have to understand that, they eat, and they have to live like you do, they live in the same world you live in, and some of them have done better than others. Doesn't make them any different, doesn't make them any less human. And I've been hearing, you know, you hear more and more from people around you, people around me, that if people have money... If people are doing well, you know, rich people are evil. But what's rich? Come on, seriously, what's rich? I mean, when you think about people in different places in their lives, different, what's the term they used to use, stations in their life, what denotes what's rich? Everybody's got a different idea. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution for all intents and purposes. And, you know, there's so much going on. Look, when you're sitting around having a beer or partying with your friends in this next week, 10 days, whatever, I don't know how long this stuff goes on, just remember one thing. When they tell you how bad Trump is and how many breaks he's giving to big companies, corporations brought back over $1 trillion from overseas due to Trump's tax plan. Push that in their face. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. And you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Welcome to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for being part of. Thanks for really being involved and engaged. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And, you know, hey, I want to thank North Korea for the gift. Oh, you didn't get one either? Yeah. I felt slighted. But I guess North Korea didn't send out that gift that they were promising. Thank God. You know, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you have spent with us. All right. Since I am kind of sort of pounding on the anti-Christianism that's going on, let's do another one here. First, you know, Christianity Today, I think it was the magazine. You couldn't have been any further off than that editor was. I'll put it that way. I'll leave it at that. Now the editor for the Christian Post has resigned. Now, it was because of a scathing editorial that blasted fellow evangelical magazine Christianity Today, saying his employer had positioned itself as being a Team Trump magazine. Knapp Naysworth, who uses the Never Trump hashtag on his Twitter, said he's been saddened to leave the Post after more than 8 years with the newspaper. Today, rather abruptly, I was forced to make the difficult choice to leave the Christian Post. They decided to publish an editorial that positions them on a Team Trump type of attitude. I can't be an editor for publication with that editorial voice. Well, then go. We're in a country where, you know, you can move freely from job to job, house to house, car to car. Now, his departure comes after Christianity Today called for President Trump's removal in an op-ed last week. Day after the Democratic-controlled House passed two articles of impeachment with no basis of truth. Title, Trump should be removed from office, Christianity Today editor-in-chief Mark Gall, or Golly, whatever, cited the magazine's founder, late pastor Billy Graham. But he was wrong. Billy Graham actually voted for Trump. Knew he wasn't voting. See, you're not voting for a pastor. We're not voting for second in line to Christ. I mean, and the beauty is that some of you that are calling Trump out, you're doing the same, you're doing even worse. You're committing adultery. You're stealing from work. You're beating the eye. I mean, you're doing all those things that the Bible calls out too, so shut up until you get it right. What did Jesus say? Since you love quoting Jesus, let he without sin cast the first stone. Let me sit back and watch. Right? Gawley said that the congressional Democrats have had it in for Trump. He added the facts in this instance are unambiguous. The President of the United States attempted to use his political power to coerce a foreign leader to harass and discredit one of the President's political opponents, which is no, sorry, it's a lie, it's a misnomer, it's not true. And it is not a violation of the Constitution. Remember, it's not crimes and it's high crimes. You know, and I don't have the time to do it now, and I may do it next week. I haven't decided yet. But, you know, I've told you before that when the framers and the founders and legislators from years gone by, even today, when they're arguing or pushing their laws, when they're trying to get their laws taken under advisement, there's a journal kept. There's a journalist there in Congress. There's somebody there writing this stuff out so that you know exactly what the intent of the law was. And there is pages and pages of notes on how the founders really pushed to make sure the verbiage was exactly right on impeachment, and they exactly didn't want what Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are doing right now. This is exactly what they didn't want. The op-ed drew millions of viewers and resulted in a spike in canceled subscriptions. There was a wave of new subscriptions as well. The Washington Post, you know, had to put that out there. The Washington Post, who couldn't find a Christian story that they liked before this one. Right? 200 evangelical leaders condemned Christianity Today, including Franklin Graham, who criticized the magazine for invoking his father's name. But you didn't hear about that in mainstream media, did you? Right? Franklin Graham said in an interview, "My father knew Donald Trump, believed in Donald Trump, and in the last election, he voted for Donald Trump. And if he was here today," he said, "I'm sure." Now, an editor from Christianity Today, who probably talked to Billy Graham a dozen times, or even two dozen times, doesn't know more than the son who grew up with him, who is walking in his shoes. In a Christian Post editorial, John Grano and Richard Land accused Gawley of harboring an obvious elitist disdain and corrosive condescension for fellow Christians in whom he disagrees. I agree with that statement. If you listen to what he said. Look, at no Christian that believes what he says he believes is going to go look at another Christian and start condemning him for things that he's probably done in his past as well. And anybody in the leadership, this is something I throw out there all the time, read the story of David. A man who lusted after, committed adultery, brought somebody in, brought another man's wife in, got her pregnant, got that other man killed, to have his way, and God said he was a man after his own heart. Can you tell me where Trump's had that done? I mean, seriously. Now, you may think Trump is narcissistic, morally challenged, belligerent. He's got no business being president. Except for the Constitution. You know how that gets in the way all the time? The fact that over 60 million Americans voted to elect him in. Right? The editorial said that Christianity Today's disdain, dismissive, elitist posture towards fellow Christians may well do far more long-term damage to the American Christianity it's witnessed than any current support for President Trump will ever cause. And then Al Sharpton, you know, the poster boy for how not to do it, he rips pro-Trump evangelicals that he said they sell Jesus out for judicial appointments. Al Sharpton is no more reverend than I am. I wonder if he got his for $25 too. Any guy who claims that he's working for God and he's out there pushing abortion, pushing same-sex marriage, pushing, I don't even know. I mean, all the things that this guy comes off with. Right? Anti-Israel. I mean, his own Bible he claims to represent says that the Jews are God's chosen people, yet he's anti-Jew. How does that work? He must be the reverend for the anti-First Church of Christ. I don't know. But he knows the Bible tells him not to judge. He cannot. There's no way. He was all behind Hillary Clinton. Somebody who promotes abortion. Somebody who pulled her daughter out of Christian school because they were teaching about abortion. How does Al Sharpton have any creds whatsoever? Naismith explains his reason for resigning. He said, when the editors had disagreements, we would work through them, letting those discussions and debates inform and improve our coverage. He's now the Christian Post has chosen to go to a different direction, like so many other media companies. They've chosen to silo themselves. I don't agree with him. I think he's way off on this. Right? Christian Post, they did comment on this. They said, they don't normally discuss personnel matters, though we would like to say that we are so very grateful for Knapp's contribution over these many years. We wish him the best. He said, we will remain a publication rooted in our Christian faith and committed to objectivity in our reporting and diversity in our opinions. Now, the fun thing about this is the only way, this is the sad part, when you've got hardcore, left-leaning, progressive Christians, they can't, most of the time, and, you know, it's sad because the same thing on the right. But the ones on the left, when they're really pushing and quoting why we should take care of, do certain things for the public, they can't tell you why. They can't tell you what scriptures they are. And if you quote a scripture to them, then you're just being, you know, you're being a zealot or over-theological or something. I don't even know. And you bring up certain little examples. I mean, go read, for those of you who don't really get in your Bible that much this week, and take a few minutes, read the story of the talents. Okay? Read the story about what the servants were called for not investing, for not working the money. Everybody wants to take these lines that Jesus said and use them as gospel truth. I mean, total gospel truth. Like, the love of money is the root of evil. Or money is the root of evil. They don't even say the love of money, because they don't want you to know that. See, if the money's got you, it is evil. But if you've got the money, it's a whole different story. Because you can use it for good. You can use it to further the gospel. Trouble Seeking, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up next break. Julio Rivera will join us. I've also got Pastor David Haig with a little bit of a Christian message, so we don't forget what Christmas was and is all about. God bless. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little bit.